This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt. I was listening back because I was doing something for the podcast the other day, and I was listening to the intros because I had to find something from the podcast. So I listened to like six episodes. You're welcome for the clicks, guys. But I watched like six episodes, or listened to them anyways. And I realize I kind of throw some stank on your name almost every day when I open the show. Maybe it's just me re-listening to my own voice, but it's always, welcome into Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt. Like, I always just kind of like throw you in as an afterthought.
Right.
And I'm not saying I'm sorry. I just wanted to point that out and laugh at
you. Yeah, no, I hear it every day. I'm back here with clenched fist.
Yeah, it's
Tucker, angry.
It's Tucker over there.
That's me.
Will's here, though.
Woo!
Yay. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man.
Long time no see.
Doing okay.
Whole 24.
Yeah, it's been like, a whole 24, right at. I'm doing okay. I wanted to get a new phone today, but I guess I'm here, you know?
You told me the story, or like it gave me, you were like, I was going to go to this place and get it. I just did not have enough time, but it's very funny to just hear you say like, I wanted a phone today.
I wanted a phone today.
No one gave me one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. No, the listeners have no context to this. I wanted to purchase.
You sounded like an upset teenager on Christmas.
Right. Yeah. I wanted a cell phone.
I guess an avocado will work.
That kid was thankful for his avocado,
very thankful,
though. But I wanted to buy a phone today. Had the, you know, was ready to go.
Had the funds. Big ups,
just,
Nate.
Big ups to Nate for my, you know, funds.
We might not get funds. We have fun, though.
We have funds. There's no D in there. Listen
multiple
closely.
Funds.
There's a difference.
Many funds.
But yeah, I just ran out of time and had to make a decision of whether just telling you that, oh, yeah, you know, this is, you know.
You probably would have just like, I have a migraine.
It just not came in. I would have done a show. I would have just been like.
I would have made you call in live from the store you were at.
I would have done it. Worst case
that
scenario.
That would have been actually really funny to listen
me
to you
trying
negotiate
to,
and then accidentally say your credit card number
while
over
buying a phone, too. So, like, they need to turn off my phone.
Yeah.
It would be a thing.
Well, you could just use the other guys.
I'm like,
just
hey, can I call from the store's phone really quick?
Put me over the intercom.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But I just ran out of time. I would have been, like, 20 minutes late otherwise.
So usual.
Right,
is
kind of. That was kind of already my thinking of just, like, wow, what's it matter? You know? But I didn't. I came here because I care about the show.
I appreciate you caring about my time.
I don't know when I'll have another chance to get a phone. But that's okay. It's all right. Well,
the funds won't
disappear. I can just order it, but I hate waiting for stuff in the mail. I'm too impatient.
You're either going to have to wait or burden yourself by doing something you don't want to do.
What do you mean? Like going to get it?
Yeah, like you're going to have to just jam-pack
it. That doesn't bother me. I like
going days.
Well, there's really no room to jam-pack, so I think, I mean, I don't know. It's either wait like 5 days.
Or wait 5 to 6 business days.
Or wait. No, he said like 2 weeks was the only reason I'm against ordering.
Fair.
Two
it
weeks.
Is Christmas
That's
season.
Ridiculous.
You're kind of getting it at a bad time.
It's not a gift, though, so it shouldn't, you know, that doesn't count. That's a different thing. You know, other people are buying presents. I'm buying for me.
Postal officer, it clearly does not have a bow on it.
Does no bow. No bow.
They're officers, right? They're not workers. They're public servants.
Officer?
Like fire chief?
Well, there's a postmaster, is what their thing is.
I thought that was a type of degree.
Yeah. They do have a degree. There's degrees to this sort of thing. There's the postmaster.
There's definitely no postmaster who has a postmaster's, though. There's no
chance.
There's no postmaster that has a master's or a bachelor's or an associate's.
There could be.
Perhaps a GED.
Could be. You know?
If anybody had over
You know
a
the
GED
postmaster is
the
appointed by the president, right?
Don't even get me started on the president.
I don't think it is anymore. It was originally, though.
Yeah, because that was like the...
Yeah, when they rode on ponies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Throwing pigeons in the air.
The Pony Express, that whole deal. Yeah, mail sucks. I'm ready for the tube system.
Tell me about it. That's girl boss energy right there.
Boom.
I'm glad your day was okay, though.
No, I mean, whatever.
Glad it wasn't good.
I didn't do any... I didn't do, you know, like anything productive. I was just busy all day.
Yeah.
Which kind of... annoying.
You picked up an instrument, though. That's big news.
I tried to learn to play the guitar today. I played like...
I'm done. I tried.
Yeah, I figured out two chords, and that's it. I'll write a song, make a couple million dollars, and go home.
I hope Bear's listening.
I would love to be a one-hit wonder.
You're just Oasis at that point.
Ooh, roasted.
I just hope Bear's listening for that one.
Is that not like...
If not, that's a wasted...
I think one-hit wonders get a bad rap. I think they've got it down.
It's like backup kickers.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Got
you,
a
just,
good,
you get
good
paid for
gig,
nothing, basically.
Right.
Because you're going to get residuals always.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with the people who hit the one-hit wonder don't understand that they're a one-hit wonder. See, if I had a song, if I made a song and it went boom...
Yeah, but you know the only way to find
down.
Out if you're a one-hit wonder
try
or
to make a second hit?
Is multiples.
But see,
because sometimes the second just don't hit.
See, the
but
thing
then the
is,
third be a hit.
See, but the thing is, I know I'm a one-hit wonder. Like, it would be like, well, that's
if
not
you,
happening
if you
again.
Think going
go
into
home
your
with my $10
million. That you're a one-hit wonder, you're not going to be anything. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but like, if you're like, you know, I'm going to make one banger and get out of here.
Yeah.
That don't happen.
It's happened.
Like, usually one-hit wonders
that
are
off
their second
guy.
Album. I don't think there's
Remember that Gautier
one.
Guy?
Yeah, he still makes music.
Somebody that I used to
yeah,
know?
Yeah, he still makes a lot of
no,
music. He
he's
the,
gone.
Have you not seen where
he... disappeared.
He's a DJ who did a during the Black Lives Matter summer event, you know? But
Gautier?
Like, he did a... It was one of the funniest videos I saw throughout. Like, because there was, like, some very impactful and very important social media posts that I enjoyed seeing. Like, probably still screenshots on my phone of things that, like, changed my mind or gave me a new perspective. But then there were, like, the celebrities singing Imagine and stuff like that. Like, some
right.
really just, like, funny, stupid stuff.
Yeah.
David, first name basis.
Hasselhoff.
Gautier. Gietti.
David?
How do you pronounce it? Is it not David?
Hold on.
Dave? Are we talking about two separate people now?
I think so. Are you thinking of Dave Guetta?
Perhaps. Who'd you say?
Gautier.
Remember his first name, not
now
David?
You're just somebody that I used to know. You know that guy? I don't know if it's real. He went by Gotye.
Hold on.
I see it in my brain.
Hold on.
If you don't say Gautier.
Okay, no, you're right.
When
I heard that name, I pictured the other dude's name. I'm still going to tell the story because it's still a very
same
funny
guy,
thing. Different guy,
different guy. Okay,
but a DJ who is famous. Look up
Dave Guetta.
Yeah,
I mean it's probably Dave Guetta.
Yeah, dude with long hair. He's like Polish or something.
I don't know.
But he spliced Martin Luther's "I Have a Dream" speech with an EDM remix,
oh, no.
And it was one of the funniest videos of all time.
Okay.
It was a banger.
Is he French?
Perhaps
Pierre David Guetta.
Sure, long hair, beard.
Beard,
no long hair. Not in the picture.
It's sort of long
at?
Hair.
Okay.
This guy?
Yes, yeah. That's
found him.
Yeah, he looks like a skinny TJ Miller.
Okay, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Okay, so you thought Gautier was Dave Guetta and Dave Guetta was DJ.
I just didn't know I didn't know who Gautier was, and when I pictured his name in my head,
it
I
looked
just
like
assumed
that
you were mispronouncing it or I was mispronouncing it when I saw his name.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Sure.
Off
I see,
to a
I see
hot
your,
start here.
It's the people listening know exactly. Like they.
It's a very funny video.
That's why you're here.
It's a very funny video. Speaking of funny videos, Mike Leach apparently fell.
Mike Leach fell?
Yeah, apparently there's no video of the fall,
oh,
but
no.
He was talking about...
poor guy.
He was walking to the interview. Like, he was at, like, some sort of media event, and he was walking from, like, person to person and, like, nearly tripped. And the tweet says, Mike Leach nearly tripped and busted 20 seconds before this.
Oh, no.
Camera wasn't rolling, apparently, for the
Mike
trip and
Leach.
Busting. Mike Leach just, oh my gosh, I'm about to bust.
Oh,
it's one
my
of my favorite. I like that video.
He's
That's
about
a good
to
video.
Fall.
Yeah. No.
I know the video.
Yeah. But he naturally, his first question, the reporter says, was, are you okay? And Mike Leach just went on a like 15, of 30 course. Second rant.
Oh, I was expecting you to say minute.
No, I don't know how long the video is. Hold on. 55 second rant.
Okay.
Saying that he learned how to not fall because he like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like when you subconsciously learn, there's a term for that. It's not subconsciously learn, but he just picked up on being an athlete from being surrounded by such great athletes that he has in his locker room.
Okay.
So like, but like he went on a much
He got like a contact
winded.
High of athleticism. Yeah, okay. That's good. I like that. We need to time Mike Leach's 40 time. I wonder.
Time Mike Leach's 40 times.
If
solo,
Mike Leach runs a 40 under 7 seconds, it's real.
But he was like, you know, I'm just so blessed to have my job because if I wasn't a football coach, I'd probably eat it right there. Something along those lines. So I was like, Mike, I don't. Did you fall and hit your head? Because I don't think those things correlate.
Yeah, that's
sir.
When you start. Okay, Mike, right here. Look at my finger. Watch my finger as I move it. You gotta start checking.
One
on
of the concussion tests I got was just
flashlight in the old eyeballs.
No, it was just it happened in the first quarter of a basketball game. So the coach just like as he was getting me off the court was just like, remember these three words, and it was like cat, green bean, and porcupine or something random.
Yep.
And then
that's
he asked
a real
me
one.
At the second quarter what the three words were. Got him wrong. He asked me at the halftime. Got him wrong. He asked me at the end of the game, got him wrong. He's like, all right, yeah, you're concussed. I was like, yeah, I would say probably after the second quarter when I didn't say it was them right.
Say, I'm not going to remember them after that. Did you feel concussed?
Oh, very much
You were very much concussed?
Yeah. I know a concussion when I have one.
Yeah.
I've had a good amount.
Yeah,
I was a gritty player.
Most of
my concussions were diving for loose balls.
There you go. Nice. Congrats,
or like
dude.
Like fighting hard
Sick
over a
concussion.
Screen.
I think I had many undiagnosed concussions, I'll be honest. I was too small to be playing football. I got asked multiple times who the president was and what date it was.
Yeah.
Did
you always get it right?
Like a few times in like middle school.
See, I think it's hard nowadays because like true patriots like myself, if they got asked that question, would be like people would believe they were concussed because I'm still 45, right or
You're
die.
You're getting it wrong.
Yeah, it's 45 and Jackie Jr. What is this kid's? This kid might be brain dead. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh no. Yeah.
That would be funny if the concussion test was just, are you QAnon? You know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. The concussion test.
Fun times.
Oh, yeah.
I used to try to, I knew kids who would, try to fail those. So if they got a concussion, it wouldn't, their score wouldn't look bad. Because, you take the computer one where it measures your non-concussed brain.
Right.
And then, it measures your concussed brain and see how concussed you are.
Sure.
I knew a couple of kids who went into the bathroom, just, punched themselves in the face a couple of times, went in concussed.
Soften up the brain.
Yeah, exactly. Went in concussed, so next time they have a concussion, they're good.
Yeah, it's the same method of, taking your driver's license picture drunk, so you can't tell.
Yeah, you can relate to that.
Yeah, I can't relate, but I've heard of people. I think Peter Griffin did that one time.
Yeah, I think there was a tweet or something that was like, make sure you have red eyes when you take your driver's license picture just in case. And I was like, just in case, why? You get pulled over for crying?
Good one. Do you get pulled over for crying?
No, I pull over to cry.
Responsible driver, people. Take notes.
Where do you cry the most? I'm definitely a car crier.
Where do I cry the most?
I'm definitely a car crier. See a good sunset. I'm by myself. I sing the most in the car. It's the shower of the car.
Well, you spend the most day. Yeah, you spend a ton of time in the car.
Yeah.
I spend probably as much time in my car as I do outside of my car.
Well, it's just because you sleep. You know what I mean?
Half
your life sleeping. You spend over half your life in your car.
I bet I do. I bet I've cried more times in cars than I have. You listen to a song, hits the right way. Maybe my couch,
Watching movies.
I don't cry for a lot of real life stuff.
I cry all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. Maybe that's a bad thing, but.
I'm a media crier.
Media crier?
Yeah. Something.
What do you mean? You posted on
You see
Snapchat?
Like a.
Don't hit me up.
What was it? I teared up today.
Here's my phone number.
I teared up. I didn't shed a tear, but I teared up a little bit today because someone posted that video of that little girl seeing for the first time. That made me cry
a
little bit.
Didn't see that.
It's a little girl. She got glasses. She's legally blind. She could obviously.
Wait, okay, but that doesn't make sense.
No, I'm saying she could obviously see, but she couldn't. See what like
I
she
think
bear,
we need to
you know.
Change the terms of legally blind.
Okay,
that like
well, legally
can't
blind
see
is
you can see.
Legally blind is like you can literally only make out like shapes.
Yeah, you can see.
You can barely see.
Yeah. So
You are legally for the purpose.
It's all or nothing, baby. I'm tired of this participation trophy culture. Oh, you can't read. Okay, you're legally blind. You know what I mean? You just want to be a victim your whole life. Then go ahead, close your eyes.
Okay, I like that. Sure, you got to take a hard stance on these sort of things.
Exactly.
But yeah, I thought it was sweet that the little girl could see.
Yeah.
She saw her mom's face for the first time. I thought that was adorable.
Very funny. She's like, oh wait. Runs to a mirror.
She's like, I'm ugly. No. She's only like two, so she'll, who knows, you know?
Oh, okay. That's cuter.
Yeah.
I was
assuming
it was like an 8-year-old, and I was like, you're a little late.
Nah, she's like 2 years old. She was little. She was just running around.
If you were blind,
laughing. It was cute.
If you were blind, at the current age you are, you've been blind your whole entire life.
Completely?
Completely blind.
Okay.
And they said that they could make you see.
Yeah.
Would you see?
Yes.
I feel like I would be content of like, no, I've got, like, I've made it
this
scared. Far. You know, no, I just want, like, I want my street cred still. You know what I mean? Like, I've made it this far being blind. There's no reason to go. Like, that's like being a sellout.
For a small period of time.
That's like leaving the fellas behind.
For a small period of time post-surgery, you would have super hearing and you'd be able to see. You know, your other senses would take a while to come down, mm-hmm. So you'd be a bit of a superhero for, like, I don't know, how long you think that takes to recalibrate? You think it's a day? You think it's, like, you get, like, a month?
No, it's probably a good year.
Right?
It's probably a good year.
I'd say that it takes a while.
Yeah. No, like, adaptations do...
They happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you could be, you know, communicating through echolocation with your eyes open, you know?
Yeah.
Feeling, being able to see vibrations. I don't know how that works. I've seen Daredevil, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
About that blind guy.
I knew a kid who used to, this is really messed up. But
He would fight crime.
No, at Farragut, we had in middle school, we had like this thing called the Janitor's Club, which was basically they didn't want to hire another janitor.
Okay.
Or two, so they just made eighth graders skip class and do janitorial work.
What?
Yeah, and it was sick. Like at the time.
I bet it was
like,
kind of sick.
You got to skip class, go sit in like the little like private cafeteria room, microwave sandwiches, and then just like throw away a couple things of trash and mop a floor. You know what I mean? Like it was dope. You were basically just doing side work and getting free food.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
That's true.
But
I would have probably liked that too.
Who was, because in janitorial club, like it was a club you had to sign up for and everything. But because he was in this club, he knew where the paint scrapers were and he would go around the school and scrape the bumps off of Braille.
Oh,
which,
no.
Like, terrible, but also very funny.
It is pretty
that
funny.
That just
to
blind
do.
People rubbing on smooth surfaces.
That's not cool, man. That's mean.
I found it very funny that if, like, he changed, like, C, like here's, like, exit. You know what I mean? Like, there's an exit sign, and it
right.
says exit on it in Braille. And he, like, only shaved, like, three bumps, and all of a sudden it turns into, like, a slur. You know what I mean? Like, I
right.
think that would be very funny.
Okay.
If a blind person just feeling the wall going, I can't believe they have a sign like that.
It's like, oh, my goodness. Do you think he didn't understand what Braille was and thought the little plastic placards were just had little, you know, imperfections he was trying to smooth out?
There was some air under there.
Yeah, he was sanding, you know, he was just trying to help out. I like to think, you know, a little chaotic good.
No, we definitely laughed about it, so.
So this guy's a villain. Okay. All right.
Worse person than Brian Kelly, I'd say.
I mean, at least that it seems like he's trying to compete with Brian Kelly.
Also, I have a photo of this guy I've been holding on to for 8 years. Let me tell you.
Does he have a paint scraper?
It's real.
It's real.
it's real. It might not be like a major deal, a cancelable offense. It might only be a middle finger. But by golly, it's real.
It's real.
It's real. Speaking of real. We got a real fun show for you guys. I like that one. I like that one.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
What a segue.
Getting professional. Getting professional on the microphones.
On the mics.
As they say. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. A lot to get to. RG3. He's in the news. We'll talk about him as well as I got a video of Brian Kelly's 4-minute address to the team. Apparently, this is the whole video that is leaked for the team meeting. So I want to talk about that as well as a Massachusetts man who got a really nice getting better card, as well as much, much more. Don't go anywhere. That's what we call a tease in the business.
A teaser.
A little tease. We'll be right back. OT, OT, OT,
OT.
Overtime, live on the Fan Run Radio airwaves, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, let me put some emphasis on this one. Put some respect on the name. Tucker Holt. No, it's Tucker Holt in here with you guys.
That's me.
Going up until 8 p.m. As always, we said we were going to talk about the Brian Kelly video. Completely forgot to watch it during that break. So next break, it's up to you to remind us to watch that video, Tucker.
Okay.
Or the listeners.
All right.
Tweet at us as soon as we hit the break button.
If you guys care.
Say, hey, listen to that Brian Kelly vid.
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly, man.
Making a lot of money.
I saw a very... Oh, I didn't bookmark it. I'm not going to be able to find it. It was a very funny... What I was talking about yesterday that I thought sounded very stupid, someone did perfectly, where they made a Venn diagram of Brian Kelly in the middle, and then it was like a bunch of people. It was like Pats Fitzgerald and a couple other football coaches and then a couple of just other fat white... I think Philip Seymour Hoffman playing a character was in
okay.
It was just a bunch of fat old white guys
yep.
all combining to look like Brian Kelly, and that was exactly what I was trying to say yesterday. It didn't do as well. It was a verbal meme, and I didn't realize it was a verbal meme until someone memed it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's got a little bit of everybody in him.
He's a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Brian
Hodge. I just can't imagine this working out well at
you
all.
Can't.
I can't. Can't see a world.
I saw an interesting poll, actually. Big ups to a friend of the programming. C. PG? Christopher Gabriel.
Yeah, it's CG.
CPG, or is it just CG? I think I threw Chris Paul in there on accident.
Yeah, it's KD.
Oh, it's CGP. I'm an idiot. I was right, just wrong.
CGP.
CGP, not CPG. But he had an interesting poll today that I wanted to
I saw that.
Okay. Then
I voted in it.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Incredibly.
Billy Napier sitting at 1.3%. Not a good time. 640 votes in. Again, big ups to the Gabriel. He follows me on Twitter. I don't think he listens to the show. But who gets their team into a college football playoff berth first? Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, Heupel, Billy Napier. And Heupel is running away with it, and I think that's strictly because CGP just has a very high Tennessee fan base.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think that's a fair... and unbiased poll?
I think 56% is quite a lot.
You think
I think
it's low?
I wouldn't be surprised if Josh Heupel was leading. That's not what I'm saying, but 56% seems like quite a lot. More than half when there's four options seems like quite a lot out of 640 votes, especially since I don't really follow that many people on Twitter, and Christopher Gabriel is followed by 44 other people that I follow. So I would
okay,
think
it's
that
a couple.
That's an overlapping.
It's a couple.
Fan base, overlapping mutual friends. That's what I was looking for.
I found a full transcript of this Brian Kelly speech.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay, so we don't have to watch the video?
I mean, I could just sit here and give you the speech if you wanted to.
I was watching it while I was using the bathroom, and then someone walked into the bathroom, and so I stopped watching it.
I could just read it.
Yeah. Well, actually, will you send it to me? The next segment, let's just do it. It's probably only one person. Never mind.
Yeah, it's just one guy.
We could do it as a table read.
No, there's just one guy. It's just him. It's very short.
Do it as a British man.
I can't do that.
Professing his love in the rain.
Good morning, guys.
It's funny to think that's your British impression.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Thanks for getting up here in short order, short notice. As you know, I sent out a text late last night trying to give you as much notice as possible given the circumstances that you all know that happened over social and information getting out. Look, I know we've been through this together. I've recruited personally everybody in this room, and I want to be able to tell you face-to-face why we're where we're at. And that is, very simply, that the past 12 years have been the most incredible 12 years of my life. For me, for my family, for being here at Notre Dame, magical in what we've been able to build with the most incredible student-athletes, the ones that I'm looking at right now. So many times, people are looking for a reason to blame or there was a reason for something. There was nothing here but first class and everything that Notre Dame has done for me and my family. I saw my time here as a blessing, working with incredible men on a day-to-day basis, but there comes a time when you look in your life for another opportunity, and I felt like it was time in my life for another challenge. And I saw that opportunity in a very short window, and I felt like it was best for me and my family to pursue a new challenge, so there's no one to blame, there's nobody at fault, nobody did anything wrong. You guys have been the backbone of this program, and what you've accomplished will continue to do that if you're one of the best four teams in the country.
This sounds like a wife leaving their husband.
Yeah, it drones on a little bit.
It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's just like a deal I can't refuse.
Exactly. He just goes on and on. But I hope to heaven it means you're playing for the national championship because you absolutely deserve
That's still funny to me, too, is that they're like...
They're in the mix. The yeah. They're in the mix.
If this was like an NFL graphic, they would be in the hunt.
Literally, what, one? Does one thing have to happen?
Probably a couple, but yeah, you could argue one thing. But I would say probably a couple more things for a for sure bid. But one thing, and then you could make the argument.
I guess it's true.
Because right now they're not getting in. Right now they're not in.
They're not in.
But if one thing happens, or you can make the argument, I think if a couple things happen, then they're a shoo-in.
Yeah. Do you want me to keep going?
No, I think I get the gist.
It's like right here at the end.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He says he loves him a lot. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank every one of you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you directly, because you don't get that chance very often. And thank you for allowing me to pursue what I love to do, and that's to develop 18 to 21-year-olds.
It's a little weird.
It's a weird general. Like, why would you be so specific, young men, to develop young football players? Yeah. 18 to 21-year-olds. That's weird, Brian. And you will continue to achieve at the highest level.
22-year-olds. Get the hell
yeah,
out.
Yeah, get out.
It sounds
go.
Like he was setting his Hinge like preferences.
I was about to say, there's guys older than that in that room. I guarantee it. Hey, what are those guys saying? What the hell, coach? Okay. And you will continue to achieve at the highest level and have great success no matter what moves forward for you. Again, thank you. I love each and every one of you. And for me, more than anything else, it's a sad day. But one where I know each of you are going to go do great things, and you've got more to accomplish. I wish everybody here the best, and thank you for your opportunity that you've given me and my family. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Did you see what else he said today?
No.
Also, I realized I spelled Brian Kelly Brain Kelly.
Brain Kelly.
Yeah, I do that every time I type Brian.
I've done it a couple times.
I just did it as we spoke, and that's why it reminded me.
If your two thumbs are just a little slow, well, you're using a keyboard, so.
Regardless. It just is my brain.
Oh, you just typed it in that way.
Yeah, that's just how I type.
Okay.
It's just bad.
I would just go with typo, you know, because they're just right there. You just transpose two letters. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Hold on, I'm trying to find
it. Is just play it off completely.
Hold on. You're talking and it's distracting.
I apologize.
I want to find the exact quote because it was funny. We got Garth Brooks coming. Pretty excited about that. You guys like Garth Brooks? He's pretty good.
What?
Apparently that was in his opening press conference.
He just brought up Garth Brooks. Was like, you ever heard of that guy? He's pretty good.
Heard he's got friends in low places.
Heard he's calling somebody. And everybody's like, wow, Brian Kelly, he's so charming.
But no, everyone's just making the meme of just like, how do you do, fellow Southerners?
Be funny if everybody in media in the press row was just a little further back, just to be safe.
What do you mean?
It was just about to say, God, you don't know. That guy could...
Snap it.
He could snap at any moment. Yeah. He's a bad guy. I don't trust that guy.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. I would not turn my back on Brian Kelly.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
I was trying to think of what I was going to say. It wasn't going to be funny. It was going to be poignant and important.
I don't know. I just still don't think he's going to have fun. I think he would have had more fun in Notre Dame and would have eventually made more money because I don't think
no
they would ever fire
no,
him.
No. I mean, like, maybe, but from, like, just a pure fun perspective,
okay,
LSU
speaking.
Is one of arguably the more fun times you can have at a college.
Right, but he's going to have that fun for, like, 4 years.
And then
he gets fired.
He's not gonna he's gonna do well enough to make it for a good minute.
Maybe.
Like the only reason that O
his schedule
got fired
will be
this,
much
the
much
only
harder.
Reason O got fired this year is because he won a national championship and had the best football team. And like if he would have just won like a close national championship, I think you could still make the case that like he might still be employed. But because he had the best college football team of all time. And then you had some really bad stuff going on, plus then a bad season. It all happened.
Right.
Like, that's what I was saying earlier this season, before the season started. Regardless of how stupid it sounds, you don't want to go undefeated in your first year type deal. Like, you don't want to set expectations so high that you can never reach them again, because then you can only look bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I don't envision he will have great success at LSU, just simply because it's... The SEC is so much harder to compete in as opposed to being an independent school in Notre Dame.
They play good teams.
The pressure's different,
too. They play much different schedules, But, like, they always play the same amount of Power 5 schools. And, like, even though they're, like, some of the teams they play aren't as good, they, like, still play premier programs in USC and stuff like that every year. Like, they still have, like, rivalry games that are hard on the schedule. And they play a multitude of ACC, Pac-12, and every now and then, I'm pretty sure, like, Georgia and Notre Dame plays every now and then. Like, they get an SEC team on their schedule as well. Like, they play a decently difficult schedule. And this is not coming from someone who likes Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I like Rudy, but
I'm trying to pull up their schedule. But
I'm pretty sure I looked at it this year actually, because I wondered who they had lost to, and it was Cincinnati. I just had forgotten.
It's just pressure from fans also in the SEC. I think he's gonna be
has one of the biggest fan bases. Maybe not the most pressuring because they're good Christian people, but like they have a very, very, very serious football fan base.
Sure. But it's different, man. It's different. He will be ran out of town if he does not keep up. And he's not coming into a full cupboard.
But like LSU is just one of those schools that is so easy to recruit. Like he's going to be successful. I don't think they're ever going to win like a national championship, knock on wood, with him. But like they're going to be a top 25 team in the AP polls preseason every year.
Sure.
Like they will be next year. Yeah, this year they played Florida State, Purdue, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, USC, UNC, Navy, UVA, Georgia Tech, and Stanford. Toledo was their easiest opponent by like pure definition, and then they played all other Power 5 schools.
How many of those were ranked?
Wisconsin, Cincinnati, in terms of when they played them. But UNC was ranked at some point. But at the same time, it's just like, yeah, they're bad now, but like all of those are still Power 5 teams. Like there's similar teams in the SEC like that.
Sure.
UNC is on pace with like an Arkansas, I feel like. Different teams for sure, but in terms of just hardness, if you saw them on a schedule, Arkansas probably this year a little bit better, but UNC over recent years, they've made consistent ACC championships. Hold on, I can go find their old schedules.
Yeah, we don't have to get too buried into the weeds on.
No, we're going dig.
Notre Dame versus LSU as just hardness as a coach. Yeah, he'll recruit well.
North Carolina, Clemson. Oh, that was the playoff, my bad.
He'll recruit well just based off of where he is.
They play a lot of ACC and a lot of Pac-12 teams, which like are down now, but like still good teams.
Well, they can schedule whoever they want, so they play the teams when they're down.
We do jokes all the time about them scheduling things 8 years in advance. You never know.
You never know, but you sometimes you have a good idea. You go, hey, you think Purdue will be good in the year 2021?
Who did we just – was it not Wyoming? Who did we just schedule with recently that's like 10 years in advance?
I have no idea.
It's like Nebraska or Oklahoma or somebody like that.
It was Oklahoma, I think.
Like way down the line, I think.
I don't know. I know we have a game scheduled with Oklahoma in like 2027.
But like if whoever they hire falls apart – Oklahoma, when we scheduled them, was a consistent playoff team.
Yeah.
And then they fall apart and we play a mid-level, worse than mid-level Big 12 team. That shouldn't look bad on us just because we scheduled it too far in advance.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, it is stupid. I agree with you. It's very stupid to schedule these things so far in advance. But at the same time, with something as important as college football, you kind of have to have things set in stone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of pageantry that goes with it.
Yeah, I guess you're
right.
You
gotta know when you're doing things at what time. It's just, it's always funny to see it. Like, mark your calendars.
Yeah.
8 years in advance.
Eight. You know what shoes you're gonna wear.
Yeah.
You're already ready.
Yeah, what if you, I grow sizes all the time. I could have to have a different pair of shoes within 8 years.
That's true.
Foot gets fatter? Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Feet get fat?
Yeah, your feet get fat.
Do your feet get fat?
Yeah.
I got skinny feet,
like
too. Like, bony feet.
My legs look like hockey sticks. I think I've said this before.
I bet they do.
Like, when I wear black socks, I look like my legs look like hockey sticks. It's very funny.
Tough.
Like, you know that picture of KD's legs looking like hockey sticks?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what my legs look like. A little bit better.
A little bit better?
I could pull off a mini skirt better.
Your legs are better than KD's?
Yeah.
I would say that's true.
There's photographic
His
evidence.
Are way more stretched out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he tore his Achilles. My legs are obviously better.
Very true. Very true.
You want to hit a break?
I mean, man, I'm ready for really whatever. Down for whatever.
Okay, fair enough. And then we'll hit a quick break, come back, talk to you about some more stuff, and then we'll hit another break, talk to you about some more stuff after that one, and then we'll do that one more time, and then we're going to play some birthdays. So, like, I already laid out the whole show for you.
That's it.
You know what's coming.
You know.
Be expecting it. Be here. Don't go anywhere. More Overtime next. We'll be right back. Overtime, hour one. Hour two is up next. Hour one, right here with you guys. Going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Rolling up until 8 p.m. As always, this segment brought to you by the number one sportsbook in America. Tucker, any guesses?
I believe that's going to be the FanDuel Sportsbook.
You would be correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm impressed. Very impressed.
I knew it.
NFL season, regular season that is heading into its final month of the year. It's sad to know. It's sad to see. It's sad to watch it go, even though it looks so good walking away. Ayo. Oh. But they are giving us a big Week 13 matchup between the Cowboys and the Saints, and FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even larger. They're going to grow. They're gonna sprinkle some water on it. Put it in the sunlight. Watch that baby grow 10 feet.
About 10 feet.
Big old plant.
Big thing.
That's going to be an outdoor plant. It starts as an indoor. It's going to have to get moved to the outdoors real quick.
You got
to
rehome it.
Plant on steroids.
Yep.
Because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. I would argue that's probably bigger than a 10-foot plant. That's a Christmas tree. Actually, Christmas trees are shorter than 10 feet. That's a redwood. Those big ones in California.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Big trees.
You ever seen people stand next to those?
I have, yeah.
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
I want to go there. I want to go there so bad.
Yeah, me too, man. It'd be pretty cool.
Joshua tree in there.
The
two
big.
Two places I want to go
bad.
The
big. I like that.
You're laughing at me.
It is funny.
I'm serious right now.
I like how you were just like, you know those big trees? I'd like to see them.
I really do.
I get it.
That
yeah.
would be really impressive.
I agree.
I could.
They're big trees.
Like, an Instagram caption of like, wow, this made me really feel like a stick. Like a bang.
Boom.
That's 100 likes right there.
Banger.
Instagram, 100 likes. Probably 2K on Twitter.
Yeah. Blows up.
30-1 odds on either team to win. It means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Cowboys and the Saints. Don't do that. A little maraca action back there. I still heard it in my headphones. Tucker's pointing at the mic like it wasn't on, like he didn't just make it. It would be like you screaming and be like, okay, I didn't do it in the mic. Yeah, you. There's other microphones in the room, buddy.
Fair point. I was thirsty. I got a drink. My bad. Like, I turned off the mic. That's
like
all
Tom
I got to do.
Brennan being like, my mic was off. Yeah, buddy, but there was one that wasn't.
Okay, well, my bad. My courtesy is to turn the mic off.
It's a Chick-fil-A cup.
And I did it. I turned it off.
Good work. Maybe forget my joke.
It's okay. FanDuel Sportsbook. It's good stuff.
That's a good point. Cowboys Saints, though. Who would you like?
I mean, you gotta lean Cowboys right now.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Two losses, though.
It's fair. I don't know.
My gut says Cowboys.
Gut says Cowboys.
What about any prop bets you like? Anybody to score first? I believe CD. What's his last name again?
Lamb?
No, CD's nuts. I believe he's out with a concussion.
Yeah.
So I don't know who else would be available. Cooper, you got Gallup. I don't know if either of them are injured.
You could go Dak.
I don't think I've watched the Cowboys
in.
Play all year except for like 2 minutes of Thanksgiving, and then we ate, and so they
made us
turn
the
TV off. That's fair.
They didn't look good.
Zeke, to score a touchdown, do you like any props?
Give me Zeke. Zeke to score, Dak over for passing yards.
Okay,
that's probably
enough.
What I would land
fair
on.
Enough. I like
just a simple two-legger.
Team total, New Orleans under.
Team total?
Yeah, team total under
okay.
for New Orleans. I think that defense only gave up 19 to the Chiefs and then a weird like 10 field goal game from Dan Carlson in the diaper game. Like,
playing well.
You can't beat a guy who's wearing an adult diaper. That's just unfair.
You can't do it.
Like, that's like Mike McCarthy smashing watermelons last year. Like that's just, like they're gonna win that game.
It's an unstoppable force.
Carlson wearing diapers. Yeah. That's
Are you an immovable object? That's what you have to ask yourself. No, you're not.
Look in the mirror.
You're not.
You see that?
You
that's
see
an immovable
it?
Object. Just kidding.
Psych.
But yeah, no. I think their defense bounced back. I think the Saints' offense is just, even though Sean Payton is a very good offensive mind, really hard to scheme for what he's got in the terms of quarterback region.
Yeah, not a lot going on.
And so I would just take the team total under. I think they're going to score no more than 20 points. FanDuel is betting made simple. They're always hooking you guys up with great offers like this one, the 30-1 odds on either team to win. It's the number one sportsbook in America for a reason. And plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user? Well, that's okay. FanDuel's also hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 as well. Let everybody eat this Christmas season. Hey, that's not bad. Get your friend $50. Make them buy you a Christmas gift. Bang.
Boom.
ROI, return on investment, right there. See for yourself and show someone else why FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one sportsbook in America. Just sign up with promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, before the Thursday night matchup between the Saints and the Cowboys. And you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, so they know that we, over here at OVERTIME, sent you. You must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee, new users only, $10 first deposit required, must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150 bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-889-9789. Again, that's the TN Redline number. 1-800-889-9789. I got told I was an old man today.
An old man?
Yeah. Which, like, I think I relate to.
I don't think that makes sense at all, but okay.
You're
pretty far from
that. The lady, it's one of my coworkers, and she explained it. It was just like, you complain a lot, and not like about like big things or anything that's annoying. Just like you got aches, you know what I mean? Or like you always have a runny nose, or like you say ow every time you get up. Like she was just like doing all these, like just going down a list of roasting me. And then she was like, you like old music and old things. Like you're a very nice guy, but you also like tell terrible jokes. You know what I mean? Like she was just going in on me. And I was like, yeah, I really do think I'm kind of like an old man, just minus like the really terrible things they say. But like I think I'm more of an old man or a woman than I am a young boy.
Young boy. Yeah, you do have some of the
old man tendencies.
Have a little old man tendencies. Now that you do just kind of like move about too, you know? You kind of
always a random limp.
You got a limp and you kind of like just kind of move along as like a drifter.
Yeah,
you know?
I meander.
You do. You just kind of float around. Your arms are usually you don't swing them, you know, they're like bent. You know? You got them bent at the elbow as you walk around like you're an old man. It is a little strange.
Yes.
You always, you know, have that walker. I don't know why you use that. Yeah. I think you can walk normal.
I wear glasses.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
You know? You can see, I think.
I'm balding.
You're balding. Which I don't know why you decided to do. You tell your hairdresser to do that, right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Shave it in.
That's weird, Will. The fact that you want to be an old man.
When I have to shave my head for when a Tennessee Major 4 sport wins a national championship.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go old man style first.
You go crown of the hair?
Just go the horseshoe at first. Leave all the length in the back.
You'd look pretty good.
It would look very funny.
You'd look refined.
I'm going bald too. Mr. Clean style. I don't want no stubble.
Absolutely.
Stubble. Bick me.
I want your swimming time to go up by like 5 seconds.
It'd be very funny if I just rocked a cape.
It would be pretty good.
I would call it the cape. I think that's what I would call it.
Be cute.
Cape odd. Hour two next. Hour two of overtime. Getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Excuse me. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, like I already stated. A little breaking news, Tucker.
Oh, you know we got what breaking news?
You know what to do.
Real breaking news? The news is breaking?
Yeah. I prefer your mouth. Pause.
You want to go back to that?
I like that more.
You don't like
Yeah, that's too high class.
You don't like that I found out how to use the board?
That's all. Yeah, that. And I'm pretty sure the drive uses the same one. If we get we got to get
this
some
is an hour folder.
Yeah, but they use the same sound.
This is hour folder.
They probably stole it from us.
Jerks.
They do that a lot. Bear was walking around wearing a t-shirt of mine the other day.
Was he?
Yeah, just took it right off the
shirt. What a jerk.
Back.
Really? They think they can do whatever they want.
walk all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Russ are going to start a band.
You guys are starting a band?
Yeah, I think so.
What kind of band?
Let's get to the breaking news first. I was lying.
What's the breaking news?
Apparently.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call your bluff there. So anyways.
I can now confirm, not me, but I'm reading a tweet. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. So say who reading is saying tweet, this. Yeah, you can't confirm anything.
Mick Asaf? Mick Asaf?
Okay.
A-S-S-A-F. I don't know if that's supposed to be an abbreviation.
I don't know.
But
this guy.
I can now confirm through multiple sources that Marcus Freeman will become the next head coach at the University of Notre Dame. All eyes now turn to Tommy Rees, who is deciding between LSU and Notre Dame. I'm like 99% sure I just got, yep. Yeah, I knew it. I knew I got Fox Sports out of context. I knew as soon as I said I prefer your mouth, I knew.
Yeah.
I knew it was game over.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't
They'll get you.
I couldn't think how to phrase it until
they'll
it was
sneak
too late.
Up on you and
as
get you.
I felt my phone vibrate and I was like, oh, that's a notification. And then
that's
I saw
it.
The little one pop up on the bell on Twitter. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know it's coming.
You did it.
No, it's coming.
You stepped in it. That'll happen sometimes.
I'll die on that hill, though. I prefer your mouth. It's better.
Is that better?
Better?
Is that a better breaking news?
You can't beat the real thing. Robots can only do so much. Am I right?
That's fair.
Computers are robots.
You're right. Yeah, computers are robots, yeah.
Yeah, it's the square rectangle.
They compute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not all robots are computers.
That is true.
But
some robots.
All computers are robots.
Well, all robots have computers.
Not necessarily true.
You don't think so?
It could be like the same electronics as like a light switch. You don't have to like... process anything, I don't think.
I mean, in order to be a
robot. This is
robot,
really stupid.
Yeah. Anyways.
Wait, hold on. No. Finish your sentence. In order to be a robot.
I was going to say, in order to be a robot, there would have
what's
to
your,
be
what's,
some...
What's your robot some, checklist?
Some form of computation,
sir,
right?
Hold on.
They're running processes.
I'm going to need your papers.
Yeah. Yeah, they compute things.
Where's your robot
you
certification
know?
Card?
it computes, it calculates, it does all sorts of stuff, you know? Just simply walking, the robot would have to, you know, calculate.
Oh, you say
compute.
You're a robot? I don't know, Jim.
So you're doubting, you know, that something has to be a robot?
Yeah.
Or it doesn't have to compute?
I don't know. I don't really
me
care.
Neither. So Brian
robots
Kelly?
Robots scare me. I don't know anything
not Brian
about
Kelly.
Them.
Who'd you say it was?
RG3. Oh, wait.
The new
I
Notre Dame
oh,
coach.
Sorry, I was moving on to the next story.
Oh, you already done?
Marcus Freeman. It's just breaking news. There's no reason to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, you're just going to dump it off real quick?
Marcus Freeman, former Ohio State and Chicago Bears linebacker, I believe.
Mm,
I'm
yep.
saying this like I'm not reading it.
Yep, that's right. I believe that's who that is. Shocking.
Thoughts? He was the defensive coordinator. It's a promotion.
Yeah, I get it. I guess that's the best
which, like,
case scenario.
Maybe Notre Dame forced Brian Kelly out.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
I'll just throw that out there.
You normally don't throw someone out. Throw out someone who's been offered a job for $10 million a year.
Yeah, go get
if
your bread,
worth
you know?
It. That's true. You know, you want to see your boys do good.
We'll be okay, you know?
I mean, I guess, like, promoting from within the defensive coordinator is the best thing possible for, like, because that keeps everyone together.
Yeah.
If you hire a new head coach, all the coaches
and
are gone,
I Googled
strength
this
staff, all
name
that.
To like, do some research on him, and every article that popped up was, like, players are vouching for mm-hmm. Marcus Freeman to be the next head coach. So, like, he's a player's coach, seems like a good guy. I don't think has killed a kid, so I think we're good on all
they've
this.
They've upgraded,
the
in
Brian
my opinion.
Kelly checklist. We're good on that.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good up there in Notre Dame nowadays, I think.
Would
programs move in the right direction?
Bill Belichick fall under your robot checklist? How many boxes does he check off of the checklist?
He would check a few boxes.
He's more
I don't,
robot
emotionless.
Than human. Yeah, check.
Sense
of style, whack.
No sense of style.
Robots don't
know
how to
robots
dress.
Robots don't know how to dress.
Have
That's
you ever
two
seen
checks.
A robot with clothes?
No, laser no focus.
Sense of style.
Laser focus,
laser
that's
focus.
Three. I mean, you could convince me he's at least.
I think Bill Belichick might just be autistic.
Okay.
I mean that with no disrespect.
Wow.
But, like, that's what it's sounding like. He literally only cares about football.
Yeah.
No sense of style, no social skills. You see him at press conferences, completely emotionless, has a basically computing brain. Like, if he had a sniper, he'd just be the accountant.
Yeah. The accountant?
Ben Affleck.
Is that a sniper?
Yeah.
He kills people?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was going to say you couldn't convince me.
Never saw
me.
The movie.
He's at least part cyborg.
He's a beautiful mind. Russell Crowe.
Yeah. I know who Russell Crowe is.
Yeah. Gladiator?
Yep. Same guy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Bill Belichick. Robot?
He could be a robot. He's cyborg.
He's got to be. Now that I'm saying this out loud, he's got to be. He's just doing really good character work.
He's just, you know. Yeah, he's an actor who was going to make a movie about a football
coach. He literally won't let his image be in Madden. Is that not a tendency?
That is weird.
Is that not that has to be a tendency on one of the checklists.
That is strange. He does. Always wondered why he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Why is he not in the game? Has he ever been in the game?
I don't think so.
I don't know if he's been in the game.
Not that I know of.
It's weird.
Not since the graphics got good. I said good really weird.
Good. Not since the graphics got good. Sometimes.
Not since there's a pretty picture on the box.
Sometimes, Will, you'll slip up and just turn into pure Beverly Hillbilly over here.
I'm just subconsciously making fun of you.
That's very true. You could be doing that.
Why doesn't Robert Griffin say now what he knows regarding the Washington football team sexual harassment scandal?
Oh, no.
That's what the headline reads after Robert Griffin III announces he's going to be releasing a book.
He's writing a book?
Yeah.
What's it called?
My wife has a good ass. No,
I'm sure he's already wrote that one.
So that's just his notes app. Just all the different terms he can refer to his wife's butt. Like, yep.
He likes to do that.
I don't know if he has a title for it. It might just be like RG 3 chapters. You know what I mean?
Hey-o. Got him.
I'll be here. That's good. I'll be here till 8.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Former Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III is writing a book with Gary Myers. Griffin announced the book by saying that he will cover, among other things, the sexual harassment scandal that continues to affect the team and the toxic environment within the organization. And then this article just gets opinionated talking about, why hasn't he already come out and said it? It's like,
right.
Well, that wouldn't sell, big guy.
Yeah, you know, he wants to make money. And so he's like, I'll do it this way.
Well, I'm going to try to find the actual tweet. I forgot how bad Pro Football Talk is.
So when a rich guy like RG3 decides he wants to write a book.
Yeah, I'm listening.
He's not sitting down on a computer and just typing out this book.
No, it's with Gary Myers. He's going to just say what he wants.
Oh, it does have the other guy?
Yeah, he said in the article.
I didn't see the name or hear the name. I would love to write a book like that. I would pay someone to just sit in a room and just type my stream of consciousness, and then I would like to sell that. I think I could get a few people to buy it.
Oh, wow.
And if I can get it into the hands of some reviewers.
No more jokes about this situation. Hey, it's already like a weird, bad situation going on in terms of just the toxic environment, but a very interesting tweet that has not gone viral and not had anything said about it, which is very annoying and kind of dictates the way that male victimhood is perceived in our culture. As Robert Griffin III at 1:08 p.m. today, only 1,000 likes on this after the other story went very, very viral, quote tweeted the Pro Football Talk article that I was just quoting, and says sexual harassment victims should share their stories when they are not read, or when, hold on, let me rephrase. Sexual harassment victims should share their stories when they are ready, not when you want them to. The book is not about other people's experiences with sexual harassment in Washington. It's about my experience with sexual harassment in Washington. Hopefully you will listen. So either he saw some things or he had some things done to him. Which either way is a terrible situation, because seeing things is not just as, but is very traumatic, just as getting sexually harassed or sexually assaulted or any of these things are. So, very interesting.
Yeah, that's tough. Sorry, RG3. He's doing good commentating games.
I haven't listened to
him. He's doing okay.
I mostly watch TV with the mute.
He's done a couple games I've watched. You know, you forget that it's RG3, so I would say that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not thinking about RG3 the whole time. He's just a commentator.
I guess it's already out?
Could be.
No, pre-order now, sorry.
Pre-order.
On sale. You can pre-order the book now. It's on sale. August 9th, 2022.
Whoa. So he just now said, I'm writing. He's not even wrote the book.
No, it has the cover already.
There's a cover already.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it looks pretty thick.
Okay.
From the depth that I can grasp.
Okay. I would say that's a placeholder.
Yeah?
I would say.
You're going to get this book?
Do you plan a book that far? Has the book been wrote that much? Does he do a whole tour and then they release it? Maybe that's true.
I don't know. Maybe it's been wrote.
And then
he
you
should
do
just
a...
do like a Patreon podcast. That would sell and make so much more money than a book.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. It would make more money. Who reads book? What was the last book you read?
Stephen King's It.
When did you read that last?
Probably finished it towards the end of last year.
And when was the book before that?
Would have been 11/22/63, which would have been about a year before that.
Yeah, exactly. So you're about one book per year.
About it, yeah.
How many podcasts do you listen to in a day?
2 to 3.
How many podcasts do you listen to in a week?
Right, but that's a different form of media.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is a much better, easily accessible, and more people would use it, media.
Right, but people like to say they write books.
Yeah,
and
no,
like
that's
writing
true.
A book is like more, you can be more detailed.
Yeah, it's like people who like to smoke cigarettes. Not for the nicotine, just for the aesthetic of smoking.
Sure.
The mouth fixation.
Okay. I don't know. I think books have a certain appeal. You know, you don't have to have batteries or like a plug or anything. You know, the book just is a book. You know, you don't really need anything.
Just imagining you putting batteries in your radio to listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Joe, you gather around for a fireside chat with Joe Rogan.
Around the tube radio.
They have to give you the warning like the old radio shows where it's like, don't listen with the lights off. You might get a little scared.
Yeah.
Those were always funny. My dad used to listen to, on Sirius XM, they have a thing called Radio Classics where they just play all the old radio shows, which some of them very, very good. Love a lot of them. Great storytelling and just being able to paint a picture in your head. The original podcast. Really, really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But every now and then, like on Halloween, they would play strictly like horror stuff after a night. And the original warning was, I don't know exactly how it went, but it was just like, and I'm sure it wasn't like a government thing, but it was more of just like the person trying to put it in. It's like based on a true story type deal. They put that in just to make you scared. It was like, don't listen to this in a dark room. You might end up in an insane asylum. And then the story goes.
Oh, wow.
And it was so scary every time.
So scary.
I was like 8, you know? That's scary.
Yeah. Probably had you shaking in your boots.
Shivering me timbers.
Yeah, I had a neighbor growing up that for some reason he had a... Yeah, cool dude.
Wait, no, you didn't. Oh, don't lie on the radio.
I had a neighbor. I had two.
Could you throw a rock at his house?
Easily.
Okay, then never mind. That's a neighbor.
Yeah, that's a neighbor. I didn't
like
the fact that they lived that close.
That's the measurement.
Yeah.
Quite literally, the measurement.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my neighbors, it would have been a... Like, from the actual house, it would have been a pretty far throw. But from the property line right there. Anyways, the same guy, just beside the house, he had like a little shop that he worked in. Or like a
shed? Like a work shed?
Yeah, okay. But it was a little creepy, okay? Falling apart a little bit, plastic hanging down for some reason.
Meth
like,
lab.
Wasn't a meth lab. He was like a carpenter or something. But it was just like a little messy. So just like an 8-year-old's like, he's murdering.
Yeah.
He murders.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
But he also had one of those old-timey radios that just sat out there all hours of the night playing the exact same thing you're talking about, the radio plays.
Scary ghost stories?
It would play scary ghost plays. And it would always have the woo, like weird music playing. And I'd be out there. I ran back home so many times.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Taking the dog outside.
I don't take the trash out at night. Still.
Spooky.
I refuse to.
I don't like it. I went back to my dad's for Thanksgiving, and I went outside at night and was creeped out. It's still playing.
Just always.
It's still on a loop,
what
man.
What if he's dead? It's just
he could be.
That radio is the only thing they remember him by.
What if the radio is how he communicates to the outside world?
It'd be a pretty cool movie.
Yeah. It's a little scary, though. Not cool for my neighbor.
No.
It scares me.
Jerk move.
Not nice. Turn the radio off when you go inside. Why do you have it off when you're not in there?
Oh. Heyo.
Heyo.
More breaking news.
Oh.
So we missed the Brian Kelly breaking news. So good.
You're welcome.
Great mouth.
I went a little extra long on that one.
But yeah, Lonte Taylor going to the draft.
Good for him. Good for Alonte.
It's a long thing. Should I read it all?
Probably not.
Okay.
You could. But you don't have to. I mean, I will guess a couple of cliches. You tell me which ones I nail, okay? Vol Nation. He says
Got
Vol
it.
Nation.
Yeah.
I love all you. Oh, no, I love you. I love you all.
I don't see an I love you in here.
Any love? Love's in there a couple times.
No loves.
No love?
No love. Your support has been incredible, and there is truly no fan base in America as passionate as you. Your energy on game day is unmatched, and I can't thank you enough.
Same thing.
Yeah, just no love.
Right, yeah. Good for Alante, man. I hope he gets drafted first overall.
He will.
Yeah. I hope he does get, you know, I hope he does make a team.
Are you laughing at him?
I'm not.
You just did.
I don't think a cornerback has ever been taken first overall. That was my joke.
It's not a funny joke.
He could go. He could go first, you know, overall.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, Alante. Not you. You don't get to say thank you. I wasn't apologizing to you.
On behalf of my good friend, Alante.
Your pal.
Yeah. Me and Mr. Taylor go back.
No.
He said he's been battling injury these past 2 weeks, but he couldn't let his teammates and coaches down by sitting out. He signed here to give his all, and that's what he did. This is by far the toughest decision he's ever made. It is with a heavy heart that he announces my decision to forego the bowl game to get healthy, so he will not be playing in the bowl game. I wonder if he's going to still play in the Senior Bowl. That'll be interesting to see.
Maybe.
Since he was a kid, I've always wanted to hear my name called and play in the NFL. With much consideration, prayer, and family discussion, I will be turning my attention, yes, to the Senior Bowl and in declaring for the 2022 draft.
That's good for him. That's the best decision he can make.
Big ups.
The bowl game right now really does nothing for his career.
Oh, that's another. I wanted to read you the Rickard Ridge smoking hot question of the day.
Yeah, I don't really hold it against any player that, you know, is ineligible to come back next year and is going to try the draft. If you don't want to play in the bowl game, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't the SEC championship game or the national championship game. Like, it's not, you know, it doesn't make a ton of sense for them to risk it. In my opinion, just logically, you know, it's not going to make or break our season whether or not, you know.
Alante Taylor plays in the bowl game.
Yeah, that, and like, yeah, I don't think we're going to lose the bowl game based off of just that, and that's not really a dig at him. I think we're fine.
Yeah, no, we're pretty good. Today's Rickard Ridge smoking hot question of the day: which potential UT bowl matchup would you most want to see? They got four options here: Music City Bowl versus Penn State, Music City Bowl versus Minnesota, Duke's Mayo Bowl versus Miami, or the Gator Bowl versus Wake Forest. Which one would you vote for?
Penn State.
That is 42.9% of the people.
Give me Penn State no matter what. I want the highest quality team we can play. Penn State's pretty good this year. They're not great.
Wake Forest is a much better football team than Penn
State. I guess Wake Forest is. Wake Forest could keep up with us, though, on offense.
Yeah. I want Minnesota or Miami. I just want to kick someone's ass.
You want to just dominate?
We
could play Miami and just boat race.
The Mayo Bowl would be pretty fun.
The Mayo Bowl would be
fun. If we win the Mayo Bowl, I'll declare it right now. I'll eat a small jar of mayonnaise.
Ew, dude. I wouldn't even want you to do that.
Well, I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
I won't look at you while you do it.
I'm going to.
I feel bad for our players, though.
I might do it off the air. No contest.
Just for fun?
Just chug some mayo.
What do you think the bowl pack, you know, they get those little gift baskets or whatever. What do you think? Do you think you just get mayonnaise? You think they're giving you money?
That would be very funny if it was like money stuffed in a full jar of mayo. So you had to dig out the mayo.
Oh, that would be foul. That would be disgusting.
Eggs, oil, and cash.
Yeah, that's the ingredients. Okay.
You like mayo?
I'm a controversial topic. Guy. Sure, yeah, I don't care.
I love mayo.
I'm even like...
I won't eat mayo by itself unless the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
mayo on a sandwich goes a very... Mayo on anything goes a very long way.
Yeah, people just eating straight dry meat.
I can understand why people would be grossed out by it, but it moistens up so many things.
Yeah, it's what it's for.
Like, it's God's... I'm trying to think...
Sandwiches it's are... Like they're good to nobody.
Like, who's a famous chef? Like, it's like Guy
Fieri... Gordon Ramsay.
Sure. It's like Guy Fieri or Gordon Ramsay's, like natural lubricant.
Yeah, it is. It's what it's for.
Exactly. It makes things... Grilled cheese with mayo on the outside makes it 10 times crispier and golden. I'm telling you.
When you fry it?
Yeah.
Okay, just because of the oil.
Put butter on it, thicker. And then do one swipe of mayo on the top of it.
And
then make the grilled cheese. I'm telling you.
It's weird.
I'm telling you.
But okay.
I make the best grilled cheese. It's amazing.
Sure. You make the best grilled cheese? Who voted?
I might make I'll make a grilled cheese tonight and tweet it out.
They're voting on best vegetable. Potatoes kicking ass. Yeah. I've not heard one vote for best grilled cheese. Not heard one.
You know I got that grilled cheese.
I've not walked up to someone.
You know I have that grilled cheese game.
I've never walked up to someone and said, hey, man, you know where I can get a good grilled cheese? They say, hey, you ever know who Will Stevens is? And I'd say yes, he's never mentioned grilled cheese. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You're talking about all of a sudden you talking a big people. Game for the big the grilled cheese.
I'm going to make you a grilled cheese. I can't because it wouldn't be hot.
No, it wouldn't be. We don't have a
one of those hot pads stove or here. Whatever it is.
I say we demand a stove. Simple.
Texting Nate now.
God, I would be the in-house chef here.
No, you wouldn't.
I mean, we could be. We could, I would hang out and cook for money.
Tips.
For full salary.
We should just open up a restaurant and then sell ads to the station.
That'd be pretty good. Why would we sell? Well, us pay the station?
No.
No, we're going backwards here.
No, this is a fraud scheme. We just are we're just going to wash money into our own.
Gotcha. We're paying ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, not bad.
It's not a bad idea. You know what else is not a bad idea?
It's like printing money.
It really is.
It works.
Hitting a quick break.
We should do that.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. Let's hit a quick break. Come back.
Good
I'm
going
to tell you about a Massachusetts man who's getting better after open heart surgery. And I might find a couple more things that I find interesting. I don't know yet. I'll scroll the Twitter world, the Google News For You page, all that fun stuff. I'll have something for you guys when we get back. So don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss it. Hour 2 Overtime, rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Daily segment, new one, Ball Picks Alert.
He's always cooking up something, this guy.
It's good. It's good stuff.
He's always just, I picture him just always behind his phone, just rubbing his hands together.
Yeah, he tweeted out a Rocky Top Insider report talking about how Heupel directly commented on the Oklahoma job. I did not read this because he was on a competitor show, so I don't feel like listening to the interview or reading what he said on
you
that.
Just that loyal?
Avoid it.
I actually didn't either.
Same reasons?
Sort of, actually. I got the gist of it through tweets. Yeah. He pretty much just said, we plan to be here for a long time.
I got the gist from this tweet where he explains it. He perfectly summarizes it.
Oh, okay.
In other words, Oklahoma doesn't want a below average head coach.
That's what it is. They've not reached. Yeah, okay.
Pretty much. He chimed in with that as well.
Okay, pretty much. I like that perspective. This guy can spin anything. He's the Stephen A. Smith of hating
Josh Heupel. Oh, he's smashing
the
B button.
He knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. He's good at it.
Also dropped a new meme template.
He did?
You know the picture of a Heupel doing the white power symbol while eating barbecue?
No.
There's a new picture. It's a very funny picture, but it's Heupel.
Doing the okay symbol.
He's just eating barbecue, but he has, instead of the pinky out, it's all three fingers out.
So right.
From the angle. It was just funny to tell.
Let's just, I wanted to clarify, because just audio only, that makes that sound real bad.
Yeah, that was the joke.
I get it.
Yeah. No, you obviously don't.
Just clarifying a little bit.
Don't clarify.
The okay symbol.
Jesus, man.
Sorry.
You can't do that here.
My bad.
But no, so you can do that one. I'll hold on that one for 8 years.
Wow.
But no, it's a very funny. I'm going to send you the picture because it's a very funny picture in general. But he photoshopped Gossip Girl on the TV.
Josh Heupel watching Gossip Girl.
Got his ass.
Is this where he was recruiting?
Apparently.
And he was eating in the living room wearing Jordans?
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah.
I
didn't really lock in on the shape his hand was.
I didn't have that joke ready. It was the first thing I saw when I looked at the picture right now.
Okay, so you think everybody else just immediately locks right in?
No, I'm saying I'm a unique and hilarious person who found a good joke inside of a picture of a fat man or a good sized man.
Whoa! Take it easy. That's the head man.
He has his mouth full, so I just he looks Golly. A little bit bigger than usual. It's good Photoshop.
You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
You're better than
My
that.
Perspective's off too. It's like a young
it's
person.
True.
It's like a young person
That's
calling
true.
Like a 30-year-old old. You know what I mean? Like I'm a very skinny man.
True.
Anybody like you're fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's funnier when you call me fat.
And then someone instead
don't
of
call ju- yeah.
Yeah, it's like saying like it's funny. It would be like making fun of someone who has cancer and telling cancer jokes to them, or like
Come on.
Like that's
bad.
That's
a bit extreme.
That's terrible.
Right.
I'm saying that's bad.
But I don't like what you're saying right now.
Do not go to St. Jude and start doing an open mic. Don't do that.
What I'm telling you right now.
If you do, take a video of it, but don't do that.
What I'm telling you right now is what you're doing in this moment is still, by secondhand nature, still calling Heupel a little husky. You're calling him a poorly fella.
Sorry. I'm like 45.
This guy almost won a Heisman. He almost won a Heisman.
Okay.
He was right there.
Almost
he
won
was a
Heisman.
Finalist.
Now he's a Thiesman.
He's a thigh master. Okay.
You want to talk about another man?
I mean, I love me some Heup.
You love men?
Yeah. I mean, he's at a point right now. There's not been any of the last coaches that I've seen ever in my lifetime. Fulmer, I guess he was my lifetime, but. If I saw them at a restaurant, granted, I can't afford to buy them anything that they can't afford to buy themselves.
Yeah, I always thought that was weird when people like try to buy beers for somebody. And
you
it's
know,
like now you're giving them a burden that they could have paid for if they wanted.
Right. Like Heupel's the only one that if I saw out in public, that would even cross my mind. I wouldn't do it just because
I'd go dap him up.
I would definitely go say he seems like a much, you know, I just like him more. The last few just seemed like dorks.
I try to just sit down at the table.
And just wait?
Yeah.
And just do a little people watch and hope and Heupel walks around?
No. Like sit down at his table.
Oh, just go sit down.
Yeah, pop a squat.
Hey, what's going on, coach? I still have eligibility left. Let's talk. Let's talk
just
here.
Throw him some advertisements for overtime.
I
don't understand how we don't get the good guest. Or any guest for that matter.
Me and you?
I comment on every single one of his tweets asking him to come on overtime. And he just refuses.
We got to find out the chant. We got to find the channels. We need to track down Trey.
I wanna
we need to get Trey Wallace on our side.
I want to... Like, no offense to anybody who's like is like a radio member. I don't want to do just like radio host interviewing radio host. If we're gonna have a guest, I want it to be like Tony V or someone powerful, and I just want to like tell jokes to him. And I want to make him laugh.
I just want to catch the vibe.
Make a celebrity.
I just want to catch the vibe of these guys. Yeah. You know, everybody else asks some questions. I want to just catch the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to get to know who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, ask them all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you know who they are as a football coach.
Right. I don't care about how you
Let's see.
See
how they are at the birthdays game.
You know, cover two when you've got the sideline to your left, what you want. I don't care. What I do care about is, did you have Hulk hands when you were growing up? Did you like them? Were they cool? You know, did you ever fly one of those little helicopter things that you zoo and it flew into the sky?
What's one food that made you sick when you were younger and you'll never eat again?
Exactly. Well, what's the worst time you ever threw up? You know, worst place you ever threw up? I would like to get to the core of these guys.
Were you driving?
Maybe shouldn't ask them those. I mean, someone else should ask those way before we get to them. You know,
a man who had open heart surgery.
That's no good. Well, hopefully it went well.
Wins $1 million lottery prize after a ticket came in a get well card.
Hey!
And he had a heart attack and died.
All right.
No, I kid. That would
That would be unfortunate,
that would be
wouldn't
so
it?
Funny.
That'd be tough.
It'd be very funny.
It would. You know, if you were a doctor in the hospital, you'd be like, no way. Really? Damn.
They'd be like, after the open heart surgery, just like, all right, no strenuous exercise.
Nothing crazy.
No lottery tickets in the
no
get well cards.
No lottery tickets. You got to have those pre-screened through someone with a working heart.
Only losers, you know?
You know what? If that would have happened, it would have been his own fault. Because you see that lottery ticket, you go, well, something, you know, you got to have thought. You know, give it to the nephew. Who doesn't even understand the lottery?
Massachusetts man recovering from open heart surgery won a $1 million lottery prize on a scratch-off ticket given to him by a friend, according to lottery officials. Alexander McLeish received 3 scratch-off tickets and a get-well card from a friend earlier this month, according to a news release from the Massachusetts State Lottery Commission. As he started to scratch off the first 3 letters on a crossword lottery ticket, his first glimpse of good luck was revealing the initials A, W, and M. Apparently those are his initials. As he continued matching letters to the words on the lottery ticket for a game called 5,100,000 Cashword. The lottery tickets, terrible names. 5,100,000 Cashword. It's supposed to be a pun for crossword. That's a Will Stevens pun.
Cashword. Gotcha. Yeah, I had no idea what the hell you were saying.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
was
going on.
That was the title of the lottery ticket.
Okay.
He revealed the word heart on the bottom row of the puzzle. The man wound up winning the second top prize from the game, $1 million. There are only 10 total prize winners for that amount on a $20 lottery ticket. The top prize is $5
million. Whoa. How much money did he get? You know, because They offer you a lump sum usually, which is less money than the original. So I would say he probably got around probably like $600,000.
He received a $650,000 one-time payment.
I'm close. And then they tax that.
No word on whether he'll give his friend any of the prize money.
He better.
He better.
A little sprinkle.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a little. Like, what's fair there? Like, 20 grand?
I'd say just even it out at 600, give him 50.
50?
Just for even numbers. Just
well, you're not getting $600,000.
Yeah, he's getting a one-time payment of $650,000.
And that is taxed.
No way.
So he's probably...
You get taxed on your tax?
I saw this earlier, now that I recall.
Well, then is the taxed one taxed?
No. They tax it one more time. I believe the original...
There's no two-time
tax. Let me Google this really fast.
No two-time taxation without two-time representation.
Hold on. Let me crunch the numbers really fast. Let me Google this.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so really he only cleared about $425,000.
That's not true.
It really is.
No, it's not.
How's it not?
Because I refuse to believe it.
Well, it's the info that I've got.
Yeah, and when has that been correct?
Usually. I mean, well, just, you know, it's assumptions based off taxation,
fair
you know?
Enough. Fair enough.
So say you've got $425,000. He's getting $25,000. You come out clean with an even $400,000 and, you know, he gets $25,000. Or do you give him more still, like $50,000?
I go $50,000.
You go $50,000 still? Yeah. Just because the original number was so big?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you do?
I probably just go buy like a modest, like 3-bedroom house cash. You know, those things are going for like what, like $300,000 nowadays.
Yeah, right around.
Right around.
I don't know.
I guess. I mean, I have a relative who just bought a house, so that's, you know, I would probably get one that's like, $350,000 modest house. Just buy that, paid off completely. Buy one car, and then probably not much else. Just a little stuff, you know? I would probably buy a nice guitar, since I'm trying to learn.
I think I...
And I would have the expendable income to buy a nice one.
Would buy...
Just regular old stuff.
What would I buy?
I wouldn't go out and try to buy something stupid like a Ferrari.
Buy a bunch of fake light switches.
You said $1 million? Just
yeah.
One?
Yeah.
That's not a whole lot of money these days.
I would buy a bunch of fake light switches. Or like something like that, and then just like place. I would just pull a prank.
Okay, you would like to do that?
Yeah, just like a bunch of fake light switches, something like
that you just stick on the wall and it does nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
that'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Do you get the payoff of that, or just knowing that someone
there
is flipping?
I just go buy a bunch of cameras and then live stream them.
Okay, set them all up. Yeah. A whole big wall. You're gonna be like that guy in The Ring, or The Grudge, or whoever it is, where he's got a ton of TVs watching something. I don't remember it.
Switch that. Could be switch that. Go on True TV.
Okay. And you just see how many people walk up to random light switches on, like, lampposts. Yeah. Or just, like, the side of buildings on a statue. Who flips it?
Or, like, I just, like, start putting, like, just random signs everywhere. Not, like, stop signs or anything that would impede driving.
Right.
Just, like
you would buy advertising space.
Yeah, just like no loitering in very obvious loitering spaces.
Okay, like at a park.
Yeah. I would walk up next to a bunch of loiterers and then just start planting a no loitering sign and then walk away. I think that would be fun.
So you would really just goof off.
Yeah.
I like that about
you,
buddy.
I'd pay for Nate's retirement.
Would you?
Yeah.
$1 million ain't retiring anybody these days, I don't think.
Yeah. Nate's a modest guy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just lottery, man. I'm just trying to help out the boys.
You just want
to
help out the fellas? I've not heard my
name. I say
name
pay for
not
his retirement. I just buy the station. Tell him to see you later, buddy.
You're happy retirement, brother.
No, I'd buy the station. Run it like a king.
Run it like a dictator?
Yeah.
An iron fist?
No one can wear leather jackets.
Just because it's your drip. That's your swag. That's a power move by Kim Jong-un.
It's a big move.
I don't.
I heard a funny
using
joke.
Using the words "I like it" with that guy is a little.
I heard a very funny joke today. Did you know that the guy who got caught with all those Squid Game like smuggled things, the reason he got caught is because he was hiding them under a leather jacket.
So that could have played a role.
It's just very funny to think that like he had the two banned items right next to each other. I thought that was hilarious. I can't remember who said that. I think it might have been Justin Nick on his podcast.
The rule is to break one law at a time.
Yeah. If you're going to DUI.
That's what I say.
If you're going to DUI, don't wreck. You know what I mean?
Don't wreck. Drive the speed limit, and you know.
Don't DUI.
Don't DUI. That's don't not DUI. Cool. That's, it was funny for a second, and then we had to stop it because any longer, not funny. Mm-hmm. It's not funny at all.
Just like a DUI.
It's not funny.
It's okay. Yeah, parking lot. I guess pretty cool. Don't take it out to the street. No, I'm kidding. Do not get behind.
Keep
the wheel
it
of a car.
On the block. Okay, you can take one lap around the block. That's it. That's it.
If 15-year-olds can drive, I should be able to drink and drive. That's all I'm saying. Ayo.
With a chaperone.
No, please don't drink and
don't,
drive.
Don't
it's disgusting.
Drive. It's bad. Please don't do that.
It's so stupid.
It's dumb.
Like, it's the same thing I say about smoking cigarettes. Like, regardless of any other, like, valid logical reasons, it's just dumb.
It's
like
not,
smoking,
yeah.
You're just going to smell terrible forever. You will never not smell bad. You'll, like,
true.
Worse than Tucker. That's bad.
And I'm stinky.
Exactly. And you don't even smoke. Imagine
I
if
don't.
You smoke cigarettes. I'd have to kick you off the show.
Or would it offset?
No.
No?
No. It would be way worse.
Okay. I didn't know. I was going to say
it might
maybe
offset, but the cigarettes would be overpowering.
Right. It's worse.
It'd be bad.
It's different.
And same thing with DUIing. Like, it's just so dumb. Like, just pay for an Uber.
Uber. It's the thing. It's a thing.
Or stop drinking alcohol.
Yeah, you don't really need it.
No, you don't. You don't. Unless it's a White Claw hard seltzer. Drink
that's
those
right.
Up. Drink those up.
Drink those things down,
those things
baby.
Only 100 calories. They're made pure, baby. They're the purest thing you can get your hands on. They're crafted using quality ingredients. Blend of seltzer water, gluten-free alcohol-based, hint of fruit flavor, 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol. Please drink responsibly, and do not drink and drive.
That's right.
Birthday is next. We'll be right back. It's time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only as different as the names and the day. I'm hosting today, and today is not a good day. I got some This Days in Histories for you as well. December 1st, 1970, Bedford, New Hampshire, 51 years old today. Comedian and actress, stand-up comedian, writer, and actress who starred in and produced this movie, show. From 2007 to 2010, in her first HBO special, We Are Miracles, premiered to have rave reviews in 2013. Hold on, I'm just going to look up what she's in. They have no movies of her on here.
So she's an actress. She's been in more TV shows?
Hold on.
She funny?
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Amy Poehler.
She was in School of Rock.
Miranda Cosgrove.
No, I guess she's just not in a lot.
Is it that one guy's? Is it Schneebly's?
No. It's you know this name.
Is it Schneebly's wife?
No, you know this name. Probably should save her. Or people are saving.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was already guessing this. It's Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. There's no way to hint at her. She's not been in a giant.
Yeah. You
giant
said
things,
she. That's a movie. That's not a show.
The Sarah Silverman program. They got them mixed up on the famous birthday page. It says, "Hold on, let me go back."
Oh,
to
she
it.
Produced the
it
movie.
It says, actress, writer, who starred in and produced the Saving Silverman program from 2007 to 2010.
Gotcha.
So I got very confused.
So they
because I thought Saving Silverman was a movie.
It was
and
a movie.
It said 2007 to 2010, and I was like, wait a second, and it got me confused.
Yeah, it's Sarah Silverman. She's very funny.
Hilarious.
Very funny. Very, great stand up.
Yes. Yeah. Very just all around roast.
Pretty good.
She's very good.
Good
on
at
roasts.
I like Sarah Silverman a lot.
December 1st, 1992, Puerto Rico, 29 years old today, a Puerto Rican second baseman who joined the Chicago Cubs in 2014, where he became the youngest player in National League in the National League. In 2016, he helped the Cubs win the first.
Is that Javi?
It is.
Javi Baez?
It is Javi Baez.
Happy birthday, Javi Baez.
December 1st, 1986, Los Angeles, California. Oh, I just accidentally clicked the X button. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I know who it is. He's a football player. Wide receiver, speedster, you know him best for the Miracle in Meadowlands, a lot of very famous things. He had a touchdown catch very recently. wide receiver and kick returner, who was the first NFL player to be selected to a Pro Bowl at the two separate positions. He made his name with the Philadelphia Eagles, whom he joined as a second-round draft pick in 2008. He was then signed by the Washington football team in 2014 and then played with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2017.
That's Deshaun Jackson.
Phillies, or the Eagles, yeah, it is Deshaun Jackson.
Pretty good.
Very good football player.
Pretty good at that football stuff.
December 1st, 1940, Illinois, passed away December 10th, 2005, at the age of 65. Uncompromising African-American comedian, actor, and writer, known for his cutting edge and offensive stand-up comedy material. He also starred in See No Evil, Hear No Evil, The Toy, and Brewster's Millions. His body of recorded work includes comedy albums Blank, Living and Smoking, and Is It Something I Said? Very famous for using a lot of inhalants.
Is it Bernie Mac?
No, it is not.
Inhalants? You said he's a comedian?
Mm-hmm. His mother abandoned him at the age of 10. He was forced to live with his grandmother in a brothel.
Is it Richard Pryor?
It is Richard Pryor. Jerry Seinfeld once called him the Picasso of the comedy profession.
He pretty much is. He's extremely good.
This day in history, 1981, this player passes Oscar Robertson to become the NBA's second all-time leading scorer behind Wilt Chamberlain, who he then ended up passing as well.
And what year was this?
1981.
Magic Johnson.
Incorrect. Magic Johnson, I don't think he's that
old.
I don't know if he's on the top 10 all-time scorers list.
Probably not. Top 10 all-time scorers? That high? Past Wilt Chamberlain? Kareem.
It is Kareem, yeah.
Yeah. Is he still the number one?
I think so.
Yeah. For some reason,
Malones is up there real high, too. I think maybe Carl.
Carl's up there?
I think so. Someone's up there high. The 50th Heisman Trophy in 1984 was given out to this Boston College quarterback.
Doug Flutie.
There you go.
Boom. Easy money. I'm good at this game.
Let me find another one.
You don't have another one?
No.
We can just get out of here, man.
No, that's too easy.
You got nothing else?
This hockey player in 1996 becomes the first and only player in NHL history to reach 3,000-point plateau, including playoffs, records an assist in a New York Rangers win over the Montreal Canadiens.
Gretzky.
It is Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
Do you have any other guesses for that one?
No.
Oh, and on this date in history, the 16th SEC Championship game concludes in number 5 LSU beating number 14 Tennessee 21-14 in 2007.
That's not cool.
It's not my fault.
Don't bring that up.
It's not my fault. We'll see you guys when we see
you. God, low energy out
the
game.
I hit my brawl. I'm sorry. I hit my brick wall.
Line. That's like okay.
I think I said it like a last segment during the break. Hit the brick wall.
We're tired.
Very hard. boy, oh boy, did I find an immovable force.
It's okay. We love you guys.
Yeah.